good. I'm a senior studying communications here at OU, and yeah, I'm excited to share my 180 story with you all. So I grew up in a Christian home where we spent all of our Sundays at church. We were always at church activities and events, or hanging out with our church friends. Throughout middle school and high school, I was super involved as a volunteer in children's ministries. And in eighth grade, I was confirmed. The summer before my sophomore year of high school, I actually got an internship at my church. And in high school, I toured all Christian colleges and planned to attend Liberty University to eventually work in children's ministries. I was mostly living my life with Christ, and I thought I had a personal relationship with God. As time went on, I began to hang out with upperclassmen who went to parties, threw parties, and who invited me to it all. In the beginning, I was pretty firm in my decision not to drink, but that quickly changed as I began to push away my Christian friends and draw near to my non-Christian friends. COVID hit March of my junior year, and everything went virtual, including church and youth group. My parents tried at first to have us watch church virtually every Sunday, but shortly after COVID hit, my parents got divorced, and my kind of messy life got a whole lot messier. Throughout this time, I began to feel super depressed. I was in a dark place and didn't think a loving God could exist anymore. I completely lost sight of those living a life with Jesus. Second semester of my senior year of high school, I came to OU for the first time to visit one of my friends. We did what most people do when they come to OU, and that is party. Shortly after that, I committed to OU pretty much only because I thought I would have a lot of fun here. My first semester looked pretty great from the outside, but on the inside, I was at the lowest point in life I've ever been at. I became more and more depressed, and I developed an eating disorder. There were days that I couldn't get up to go to class because I had no strength. When I came back after winter break, I knew that something needed to change, but I didn't know what it was. Somewhere in the middle of that semester, I got a call from the director of children's ministries at my hometown church asking if I would be the children's ministry's summer intern. I took the position because working with kids is something I have always loved, but I was conflicted on how I was supposed to teach these kids about the Bible when it was something I didn't think I believed in. As some of you may know, spring at OU brings what many call fest season. I was all in, but each party left me feeling less and less fulfilled. In the midst of this, Easter weekend was approaching. A lot of my friends were staying at school to get their last parties in before going home for summer, and I didn't know why, but I had this urge to go home for Easter. I went to church and felt a feeling I hadn't felt in a long time, peace. I continued going to church all throughout that summer and fell completely in love with Jesus. As the summer came to an end, however, I began to dread moving back to school. I had so many bad memories here, and I didn't know what it would look like to be a Christian here. I didn't have a church in Athens or a community of other believers to surround and encourage myself with. Like an answered prayer, I was helping a friend move his dorm room in the middle of October, and his girlfriend mentioned that she had Bible study that night. I think I actually froze in place because I could not believe she had just said that. I asked her all about it, and I truly cannot make this up, but she said, "This Thursday is Bring a Friend to 180 night. You should come with me." So I went, and I joined her Bible study, and I met the most amazing group of women who are now my best friends. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." I have truly been made new in Christ, and I now know that he was with me all along. So yeah, come find me after 180 if you want.